This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You do. We do well here, and we're happy to have you along. You'll do well, too, if you spend some time with us, if I do say so myself. Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer's off until Thursday. Victoria Keevan is here. Kara Schillen is here. We're also joined by Rich McFadden, who's in our studio in Washington. He has so much to say, he cannot stay away from
Get
the
you in my seat, man.
Yeah,
let's
you're
go.
In your seat, really?
Yeah.
And you're not even at the controls. Normally when you get in there, you like to jump into the control seat.
Yeah, watch out. You might hear some weird sound. I need to push buttons. So
really?
Yeah, might hear random sounds.
You're pretty good at pushing buttons. They don't necessarily have to be right in front of you. Here's something that pushed my buttons. If you're the type of person who doesn't like to share any personal information, hello, here I am. I think, Rich, I think we all are like this in a manner of speaking.
I've gotten more and more, yeah.
Yeah, if you're applying for a loan anytime soon, you may find that your bank account info, your work history, your college major may be taken into consideration by a loan officer that is using, quote, alternative data, which can be anything that isn't in your credit report, when deciding whether or not to approve your loan application. Now, this is a double-edged sword. It can be used both ways. The banks don't make any money if they don't loan it. So if they make it too difficult for you to borrow money, then there's a problem. The real problem here, once again, is the government. The government is getting involved in this stuff to fairly well. They have messed up the banking system, since 2008, certainly, when the crash occurred. But there have been circumstances with saving and loan problems of the 1990s were created by the federal government to help out a lot of big landowners who wanted to get more land. It was an outrage, and people have forgotten about that, as people forget about a lot of this stuff. So what do you think of this? Companies that use this data say this information will help them better evaluate an applicant by giving them insight beyond just a credit report. Well, it's okay if you're not going to, maybe you'll use it instead of a credit report, but the more things that you put into the hopper, the more chances there are, I suppose, who among us is perfect? We all have things that we probably wouldn't like to have other people know about. Not necessarily crooked, you just... You know, they're embarrassed.
You know, but this is also, I think this is dangerous because this is also, they want to know how much education you've had.
None of their business.
Right, and they want to know, because they're judging you. Oh, well, you didn't finish college, or you did some college, and so that means you can't pay back your loan. And that's how they're evaluating people more than just their credit score. So I think this is really dangerous.
You know where this is going? My wife is Colombian. She's from South America, grew up in Colombia. And in Colombia and in all of South America, they have a class system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not a hidden
thing. India has a class system.
Yeah. I mean, my wife can tell you which class system she is rated at. And people use that class system. Like socially, like, oh, I would never let my daughter date a class 4 person.
Mm-hmm.
And they use it when giving loans. They use it when hiring. They use this class system, and it's based on basically where you live and the neighborhood that you live in. And that is where this is coming. So now, along with your ability to pay back your bills and the credit rating system that we currently use, they're going to be working in things like your education, your social media, and what kind of people you hang out with and what kind of pictures you post. And you don't think that bank loan officers aren't Googling you and seeing what kind of a person you are, seeing where you work
and
where you
live. Yeah. They do that if there's anything. That's why we've said.
I do it when I hire people. I do it when I get interns.
Exactly.
I
so you're going to look at their
every single person.
on social media, and if they do things like get drunk on Saturday night, okay, I don't want to have anything to do with that person.
Yeah.
But at what point does incorporating this sort of information represent a real reason, or is this just another excuse not to give money to somebody who could use it? I mean, there are a lot of
private lenders. Well, this just continues the cycle of poverty, too. You know, if someone is trying, if someone, you know, is in living below the poverty level and has a business idea and wants to start their own business, good luck to that person, you know, going forward with this kind of a system in place. How is that person ever going to be able to do anything better for themselves and their community? And then everybody wants to complain, oh, well, you know, so many people are on, you know, Medicaid, and so many people are taking handouts from the government. Well, if this is going to be the new normal for lending, that's what we're going to see. We're just going to see more and more people.
Cyclical. I mean, it's poverty has always been a cyclical thing because of the government, and that's what we need to figure out, is how do we get people out of that cycle?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of it is prejudice, a lot of it is bias, a lot of it is that these companies, it seems to me, that, and I'll give you my own personal experience with this. I've owned a lot of property in my life. I've borrowed a lot of money in my life. I've owned and owed a lot of money. I've never stiffed anybody. I've paid people back, whether it was an individual loan that I got from a friend or whether it was from a loan company or a bank. But because of what happened in my business, Richie certainly is aware of this, back in 2008 and then into 2009 and continuing even in some ways into today, the business that I'm in, the radio, I'm in the radio production business, and I'm the last independent producer in the country who does this business the way I do it, without any connection to a church or big organization, big company. I'm on my own, and it has created a situation, or I've created whatever, however you want to look at it, that is untenable for most people, obviously, because they've all gone away except for me. But I can't borrow any money. I can't. Looking back at what if I had to borrow money or wanted to infuse some money into my company, I couldn't do it because of what's happened to me over the past almost 10 years. And so whatever I get done here is by hook or by crook, by, you know, the good graces of people that I work with. And so we're sort of coming out of it now a little bit. But it really is something that, unless you live through it, I remember my banker telling me, no, your rating is this, and, you know, it used to be that this little bank that has three, it's the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts, has three offices, and they used to just, you got loans or credit based on your character, nothing else. I borrowed twice to buy property in Framingham. Never anybody looked at any of my credit, nothing. It was just, here, sign this, we'll fill it out, and we'll do the paperwork and sign off in the next month. And so now...
That's very Jimmy Stewart of you guys.
Yeah, well, wow. You know what? That's how it worked. And now I can't borrow a nickel from this bank because the state regulators say I don't have a credit score that's this, and the feds say, well, you can't do that because he did this before. And so it's, you know, it isn't just these sorts of people that we're talking about. There's people like me who, you know, one way or another, I get the job done. When the last time I talked about this with my friend who's the president of the bank, you know, he said we need to know this, that, or the other. He sort of was going down the street that we're talking about here, mm-hmm. getting all this personal data. I said, you know who I am. You know where I live. You know what I'm about. He says, yeah, but the government says we have to have this, that, and the other thing. Well, screw the government. I'm tired of the government getting in the way of everything, pretty much progress. It's just too damn much government. And so here we are again. And they're often in collusion with the big banks. It's the same bunch. So anyway, it's something to be dealt with. Speaking of money, what's the story with the Burning Man organization suing the U.S. government for...
Yeah, why are they suing the government?
Well, they want to recover a lot of money that they say the government has overcharged them in fees over the past 7 years. at their
celebration. Bureau of Land Management every year has been charging them more and more without explaining what. So they'll pay one price 1 year, and then the next year, even though they're not having more people come to the festival and nothing else has changed, they're getting charged a different amount, and no one from the Bureau of Land Management can explain what the extra charges
because there
are
is
for.
No,
yeah, exactly.
It's obvious
what there is nothing
else,
but
right.
Yeah, and so I guess they're trying to sue them to get that money back because there's no reason
good.
In their book
I'm glad
why
they
should be charged more.
The government owns too much land. They shouldn't control this land. BlackRock is up north of Reno. Yes, Richard.
I think you need to go to this Burlingame Man thing. This thing is built for you.
I don't think Doug does nearly enough drugs.
No.
To go to
versus
no.
the peyote ayahuasca capital of America.
The guy that does contract work for me goes every single year, and he actually manages his little community or whatever. But it's like they lay out a grid for a city, and you pay for a spot, but then the whole thing is just managed. It's like it's build a city. And then we all self-manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The trash.
What are you
saying?
What are you doing?
The commerce. Everything. I bring water. You bring food. You bring electricity. You bring this. You bring that. And we all just find people that suit, that have the things that we need, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. And the city just runs. And he says it's the most interesting experiment that I've ever been a part of.
Really?
And I just see this, and I'm like, that, with the exception of the drug stuff, I just like, that is Doug. Like, just to be where the people manage their own existence.
Except that, you know, the utopia kind of ends when every year some, you know,
some dummy jumps into the fire.
Yeah, some, like, drugged-up hippie runs into the... Because it's a big scarecrow-looking thing, and they actually set it on fire at the end.
You should take him.
Oh, my God. I know, Rich, you think that I'm, like, a big, you know, hippie, but that is way too much for me. I can't live in a yurt and, like, you know, and make soap.
Yurts? So I love yurts.
A traveling yurt, so
I want to put a yurt on my farm and put up a yurt for people to come.
You're right, Rich.
The weekend.
That's perfect
like a,
for Doug.
Like Bed Bath and Beyond. A yurt.
A 45. Bed Bath and Beyond yurt.
4:45 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
By the way, if you would like to share some of the pictures from your celebration of the holidays, feel free. Just send them. You can post them on Facebook if you want. Facebook.com/DJV Show. I kind of like to see and share some of the things from some of our neighbors around the country. Speaking of neighbors, this gentleman comes, this is the first time I ever referred to him as a gentleman, isn't it? Comes from Canada.
Our he's neighbor, growing on you.
Yes, well, no, he's not, but listen.
Yeah, he is.
He is, okay. The Biebs, as they call him, right? Justin Bieber has announced he's going to release a new single called Yummy. That'll be next week. And then he will embark on a lengthy North American tour to support a new album. It's coming out in May. It's not titled yet. It's unclear when the record will actually come out. But Bieber also announced that he's going to star in a docuseries which will premiere on the 31st, which is, a week from Tuesday. Excuse me for a minute.
I wonder what the docuseries will be about. Maybe it'll be about his wife. I don't know.
Is she pregnant yet?
I don't think so, but am I the only one? He's, supposedly getting his life together, and I haven't heard any bad stories about him recently, which is good, but he looks like a drug addict. He, bleached his hair. He bleached his hair blonde. He looks very thin, so I don't know. He's not looking that awesome.
He announced his plans in a short video.
Why is it so hard for celebrities to eat?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Live a normal life.
I don't have any trouble with it.
You're a celebrity? Yeah. You don't have trouble with it?
With eating, no.
Oh, as a celebrity.
I do great at that.
I wish they would breathe on me. It's like, come on already. Uh-huh. I have the same question.
He made his plans known in this video, and he talks in the video about Yummy, shared some snippets of the new music. Is that what we're listening to? No, we're not listening to Yummy here, are we?
No, they haven't released it yet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was coming down. So it'll be sometime before the end of the year, though.
On January 3rd. So I don't know what the point of that date is, but in another week and a half, it'll be out.
As humans, he said, we are imperfect. My past, my mistakes, all the things that I've been through, I believe I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and God has me right where he wants me to be. I feel like this is different than the previous albums because of where I am in my life. He'll kick off the North American tour in May in Seattle, wraps up in September in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Ticket information available on his website, Bieber's website. What is that? Worm.com, is that the website?
Aw, he's trying hard to get it together.
Yeah, okay. Yummy
he
follows
his... He could be tinkling in mop buckets, so, at least he's trying.
His last album was Purpose in 2015.
Huh. He's kept active since that.
LP collaborating with Ed Sheeran. By the way, speaking of Ed Sheeran, apparently he's taking a breather, Kara, from music.
Yeah, but
why is that?
It's because he's been on tour for the last, 3 years, and he released 2 albums in the last couple years, and he got married in January, and so I think he probably just wants to take some time off to travel and be with his wife and, yeah. I don't know, do some other stuff. He did the same thing between the last 2 albums where he took a bunch of time off, wasn't on social media at all, and just traveled all over the world. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of a healthy outlook. I feel like that's why so many singers and celebrities kind of go downhill, because they're always in L.A. and always in the news and always at it, and they don't have any time to be normal people. So,
yeah. And isn't that Spotify announced that Sheeran topped the 2010's most streaming song rankings, that is the songs of the decade, with Shape of You, which racked up over 2.3 billion streams. Good Lord, how much they get paid per stream? They get paid by the stream?
I don't know how the streaming licensing thing works at all, but...
Yeah.
They make a lot. I mean, that's what the big deal is now, that a lot of these artists have had to negotiate for themselves to get a larger chunk. And a lot of the older artists haven't been able to do that. It's the ones that get signed really young that kind of get jacked around a little bit.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take lease for delivery by 1-220. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News that the White House took swift action.
You saw President Trump direct a quick, decisive, prudent response by making sure that we had all the resources necessary to keep people safe and to secure the compound as well. And as we go into the evening, we're continuing to watch, we'll continue to monitor. As you know, this is a difficult place, a tough terrain, and so we continue to take the situation seriously, and President Trump and our entire team are watching it closely.
Military officials say the man charged with stabbing 5 people during a Hanukkah celebration in New York was removed from the Marines due to a fraudulent enlistment. The Marine Corps Court did confirm he was removed in late 2002, about a month after he began boot camp. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington, fresh from several days of enjoying family time, fun time, the whole idea of what happens this time of year in terms of families and friends is great. If you're the owner of a small business, hopefully your business was great. If you've had a good year, it'll be tough for you to go bankrupt.
That'll be not, here's to next year.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I saw, you know, those clickbait things that it says that Amazon will go bankrupt. And I thought to myself, how in the world? But then reading between the lines, that's what you always have to do when you see headlines. Don't believe the headline. The headline is on there. It was in the old days to get you to buy the newspaper. And now with radio and television, it's to get you to listen or watch or to click in this circumstance. He said, Jeff Bezos was talking to investors last week, and he said that one day I predict Amazon will fail. This is an interview that he gave. He said the company, he says, one of the problems is that I've been dumping stock. And imagine he sold stock this past year worth $3 billion. And he's, what is it? He gave half of it to his wife, right? Didn't he have to do, give half
yeah,
of it when he got divorced to his
yeah.
wife?
Something yeah. about him having so. A girlfriend that made that happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. It made that happen, yeah. So she's now the wealthiest woman in America because of that, and he's still one of the wealthiest guys. Anyway.
That has to take the sting out of it, doesn't it?
I wouldn't do what?
You don't have to listen to him snore anymore, and you have half of his money.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so Bezos says he's reinvesting in his company, but he's also he's investing in some of these fast emerging technologies. But Amazon is everywhere, and that's the kind of thing. When you realize this year how much different it was when your presents were delivered by an Amazon truck, and as I was traveling across the country driving on all the superhighways, I can't tell you how many trucks, trailer trucks, with the Prime insignia on it, I saw going in both directions. And I don't remember ever seeing any of that before, right? Wasn't that this year? This is the first year of all of that. And yet UPS and FedEx and all these delivery systems are talking about a banner year. There are so many people that listen to this program in smaller communities that have their own businesses. Excuse me. And even if you live in a larger place, the business world is pretty, well, the economy is healthy. And I'm not sure that that translates into businesses being up. Some businesses are better off, and some of the big businesses are getting bigger. I am taken back as I go across the country and buy petroleum products, mostly gasoline, sometimes a little oil here and there. The prices, as varied as they were, up in Massachusetts when I started, the price was $2.40-something a gallon. And going down, the price kept going down as I went south and west till I found gas in Texas for $2.04 a gallon. Eat your heart out, Victoria. I mean, the Jennifer. That's what I was thinking as I looked at the price of gas and I'm thinking about what we pay here in California for gas. And then the variation even here. Yesterday I bought gas for $3.37 a gallon. And yet you can see it on other corners, depending on the company, for $4.40 a gallon. And what I don't think the public realizes, and this is something that became even more evident as I was looking, going through Texas, you go by all these refineries. And I slowed down because one of them was near a city so I could go slower. And this is just me, you know, me and my geeky interest in things, looking at the trucks that were there loading up. And there was every single brand. Well, now the brands don't truck their own anyway. They have it trucked by independent truckers. And so the point here is that every single gallon of gasoline that you buy at a mobile station, you buy at a Sunoco station, you buy at a QT station, you buy at a 76 station, you buy at a Chevron station, all comes out of the same refinery. It's all the same gasoline. What you're buying is their marketing and the things that are in those damn junk stores that they have that accompany all the major brands now. All of them have those, what do they call them, convenience stores. And that's where there's huge amounts of profits. The New England region has been dotted with two stores in the last 25 or 30 years. One of them is Dunkin' Donuts and the other one is Cumberland Farms. And Cumberland Farms just sold it. It was owned by a family, and they sold out to a company in, I think, England or France. They got $1 million per location, and some of them are in these little dinky towns called Cumberland Farms. They got $1 million a location, and it's because not because of the fact that they're selling as much gasoline, because it's kind of like the movie theater. They don't make that much money selling tickets, and don't make much money selling gasoline. Where they make their money is what you buy in those
Welcome
stores.
To the popcorn.
Yeah, right. $6, by the way, I paid yesterday for a small popcorn
and
in the Landmark
the
Theater.
And soda that they charge you $10 for.
Crazy. Speaking of business, Boeing in the news again because of some disturbing documents that were presented to the feds. This on the heels of the fellow running Boeing getting fired. Was that Monday or Tuesday? I mean, I don't know why it's taking him so long. The company's falling apart. And here's one of the reasons for it. I'm honestly, I don't understand where the Boeing board is on this, how they let this guy stay there as long as they did. New batch of internal documents related to the 737 MAX paint a pretty disturbing picture about what they had in mind and what they didn't have in mind about safety. The documents were sent over.
Stupid?
What?
I'm sorry. Not to interrupt you. But you know what's so dumb about this whole tragedy? And it is a tragedy because a great American company is going to be just thrown away because, I mean, it's probably not. They'll save themselves. But you know what I'm saying. All of this is a public relations. But all of this is a public relations faux pas. The first rule, and I was a major of public relations in high school. First rule is when you make a mistake, you cop to the mistake and you move on. What they did is they pushed it away for so long instead of just saying, here's what it is, here's what we're going to do to fix it. They just blew it. And all of this trouble is because they didn't take responsibility for a problem that they had in their planes. They tried to get away with it. They tried to, and these are people's lives.
It's all about money and the bottom line. And you can't always be focused on the bottom line. You've seen that over and over and over again with companies. The bosses are paid on what the stock value is. And Boeing's stock value into the tank because of this business with the 737 MAX. It would not surprise me that these planes never flew. The 400 that are on the ground that have not been delivered since the shutdown last year. The number of them that are sitting in the desert. I'm driving through Tucson the other day. There's what they call the Pinal, P-E-N-A-L, air base. And there are hundreds of planes parked in the desert out there, all sizes and shapes. But there's a whole section set off for the 737 MAX. And I'm thinking that those planes are... This is a picnic for Airbus because now they can sell a lot more of their single-aisle A320 and 321s. But it doesn't... Well, the 737's been around. You know how long it takes to develop a new plane? And that's one of the reasons that they tried to keep modifying the 737 because it's so expensive, $8, $10 billion to develop a new plane, and it takes a long time. So they're not in the marketplace competitively. And that, again, Bill Boeing, who is the founder, probably rolling around in his grave, Boeing says... That they acknowledge the latest developments and the documents could prove damaging. Now, this is from the 737 MAX chief test pilot. He described the problems in the development of the flight control system and said this is not going to work. These records point to a pretty disturbing picture of the concerns expressed by the people that worked at Boeing and their heretofore commitment to safety and that sort of thing. They have a storied past in this country, and whether it's a military or commercial airplanes and the rocket ships and stuff. But you just can't imagine how is that people get to be this egotistical that they lose sight of something like this. It's really I suppose it'd be a lesson in business schools for years to come. But wow. Meanwhile, there's a Frontier story, but Frontier Airlines is floating around, Jennifer.
Yeah, this story is also making a lot of strange news. Apparently, two passengers claim that Frontier Airlines ignored their request for help after they were sexually assaulted. There were two female plane passengers that alleged in a federal lawsuit they were sexually assaulted in separate incidents back in 2018 on Frontier Airlines flights, and that airline personnel failed to report the incidents to police. They also failed to help them gather evidence. The suit was filed in Colorado this week, and it relates the two women's accounts of different unrelated sexual assaults aboard Frontier flights originating in Denver. Each woman says she was assaulted by a male passenger during a flight, one in October, the other in November. The accused assailants' names are not listed in the suit, but both women reported the respective incidents to a flight attendant. And the flight attendants, who are also not named, did not report the incidents to anyone else. They didn't call police. They didn't call for law enforcement to meet the plane when they arrived, and they did not cooperate or assist the complaints with getting evidence or the identities of assailants for possible witnesses. The lawsuit is asking for class action status and accuses Frontier of failing to have and or follow policies and procedures to prevent, report, and respond to sexual assault of its passengers on its flight. Now, they haven't commented at Frontier Airlines yet on the specific case, but they did acknowledge that the case is there and looming. FBI investigations apparently into this kind of thing, sexual assaults, increased by 66% from 2014 to 2017. The FBI said it opened 63 investigations into sexual assault on an aircraft. I can't imagine. That must mean, what, inappropriate touching or groping? I mean, what can happen up in the air?
You can't help it. But the other side of it,
or when you're sleeping. Yeah, and when you're sleeping, maybe some creeper is who knows what.
Yeah, right. Food for thought. Boy, that the airlines again with the seats and all that other stuff.
It just doesn't make sense, though. If you are a flight attendant, and if you're a flight attendant who says, my number one job is the safety of our passengers, and someone comes and reports something like this, how do you just sit on it? It's really strange.
You don't. It's just more mindless talk. The captain gets on the speaker and says, our most important, the job of the flight attendants is to make sure you're safe.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
All right, so let's see what we got on television tonight, Jen.
My cat's sitting on my listings. Excuse me.
Really?
Pardon me. There we go.
Get out of the way, cat. Sling TV has raised prices.
It's a home studio. It's a problem.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, tonight.
Who watches Sling TV? Anybody?
I do not.
Okay.
Sorry.
They're raising their prices. Okay, then.
Yeah.
I just wanted everybody to know. All right, what do we have?
Some people use it. All right, tonight, Christmas in the books. Now, look ahead to the new year. It's a Happy New Year, Charlie Brown. The special airs tonight on ABC. We're just moving right through it. The Interrogator is new tonight. A homicide detective goes into Houston's police department. That's on Investigation Discovery tonight at 10. Doctor Who tonight on BBC America at 9. And here's what it looks like on the networks. As we mentioned, Charlie Brown, 8 o'clock on ABC, followed by a new episode of The Great American Baking Show, Holiday Edition. That's at 9 o'clock. And the Moody's, if you missed it the first time, check it out on Fox tonight at 9 o'clock.
10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For Mr. Expert on the DJV program. Yes, here I am, your expert on everything, Doug Steffen, leading the merry band. Victoria Keelan is here. She'll start chuckling in any second. Rich McFadden is here, holding down part of the fort. At any rate, Kara's at the controls, not Richie, in Washington. So the question comes on where Tom Kreitler is, who normally is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. You listen to him make your home better every weekend. Has a great website, moneypit.com. And it happened that Richie, one of the reasons Richie came on today is because he specifically wanted to ask Tom Kreitler a question about what to do with the facing on his chimney. And this is a problem that I have incurred. So, Rich, please ask the question, and then your expert on everything, Uncle Dougie, will answer the question for you.
Well there, help Harry me. Homeowner. What yes. I would like to know is...
You're the Harry homeowner.
If I were to paint my brick facade on my chimney and on the sides of my garage, how should I best prep that brick for paint, and what kind of paint should I use for it? But more importantly, once I paint it, I'm afraid that the paint is going to chip over the course of 1, 2, 5 years. How often will I have to repaint that chimney?
In my experience, Mr. McFadden,
yes, sir.
Having two white chimneys on my home and having to paint them every year, I actually did ask Mr.
Every
Kreitler,
year?
Every year I've painted the chips. What, one of the things Mr. Kreitler told me when I asked him this question last year, he said I was doing the right thing. I power washed the chimney, and then that, which is, you got to let it really get dry. So you got to do it in the middle of the summertime. Can't be any question about any moisture whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right?
Makes
sense.
It's going
to be dry as a bone. And then you use, he told me to use regular. I was going to use, there's a new rubberized paint that's around.
Uh-huh.
Very expensive. But they advertise, once you put it on your house, you'll never have to paint the house again. Cost you four times as much to paint the house as it would with normal paint. But so if you spend $4,000 to paint your house, you'll spend $16,000 or $17,000 to put this rubber stuff on it. Now, as far as any kind of concrete surface or a brick surface, not only do you want to make sure it's clean with power washing, but there may be, if you can find somebody to basically do sandblasting, which is not only messy, unless if you have your you got to cover the
everywhere.
Windows everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's like trying to sand the floors in your house. Same kind of problem.
Done that. Wow, what a mess.
Awful. Ah, terrible mess. So is it worth, why do you want to change? I guess the question from my perspective is, why do you want to change the way it looks now? You don't like it?
I just think it would bring a fresher look. I mean, the house was built in 1970, and I'm thinking it would kind of freshen up the look. My wife would like to do it. I think it would match the siding on the house a little better.
You have siding? Your house is yellow, isn't it? Do I remember that?
It's beige.
Mm-hmm. Beige, yeah. And so it doesn't need to be ever. Your house doesn't have to be painted again. You got siding on it.
Nope. Yeah, I'm good forever. Yeah.
Okay.
At least for the rest of my life.
So is this, now, the two questions about brick, somebody will be thinking or asking, was this used brick that was put on the house or was it new? Because a lot of people use used brick. Not only is it less expensive, but it kind of adds a little character. Was this
new brick? It would have been new brick. Yeah, new with the builder would have used
no
new brick.
Painting, nothing left on.
Nope.
Those cars.
Not a thing. Yeah. So, I mean, really, my main, I don't think it's that hard. My main thing is how much maintenance, how often will I have to redo the paint?
I have to paint my chimneys both every year. Not the whole things, but they chip.
You have to touch it up.
You have to touch it up. And you got to make sure you're using good quality paint.
Yeah, otherwise, I'm out.
It'll
pass.
I mean,
the brick, I don't need to touch the brick. It just is. If I got to repaint it every year, done. I'm out.
Yeah. All right, so then there it is, folks.
You know what I want?
What?
I want your wood floors that you had in your old house.
Oh, those are fabulous.
The wide plank
floors.
Actually,
you haven't been to my new house, which was an older house than my old house, but it has even more exquisite flooring. The flooring on my new house is as magnificent as you could find on any house anywhere.
Is it the wide planks like the other one,
the repurposed barn wood? No, it is not that, but it has the wood is all natural, and it has been pegged. So when the screws are put into the floor, there's a peg on top of it.
Yeah.
And it looks, it's just very refined. It's just very classy. It's something, but it's very
hard to repurpose barn wood and everything. It's such got such character. I've seen people do tables and floors. Yep. It's really
nice. Folks, aren't you listening? Fix everything. Listen to the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.